I'd like to read to you from the book of Luke, 17th chapter. Luke 17. I'll begin reading at the 11th verse. When you find it, say amen.
Amen.
Luke, that's in the New Testament. Luke 17, verse 11, I will read. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of the Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. May the Lord add his blessing to redeem me. Again, Lord, we ask. Take your servant, O Lord. Use him, O Father, in the way it's needed here this morning. We pray, Lord, that our hearts be open. Lord, that we hear what you have for us. We ask you, Lord, to be in our midst here this morning. May that sweet Holy Spirit flow, Lord, just like living water. We pray, Lord, that you bless us each and every one. In the precious and holy name of Jesus, we ask you. Amen. And it came to pass. It came to pass. Time to come. Precepts, destined. These were God's plans. It came to pass. You hear these words spoken several times in the Bible where it came to pass. Everything that we read in the Bible and our lives is predestined. God knows what they are. He knew exactly who was where and when and why. He knows us. He knows us, where we are, what we're doing, our thoughts. He knows all about us. It came to pass. Jesus was on his way, walking along, and it appears to be along the shore to these little towns. As he went, but he came into a village. It doesn't say what village it was, but it was probably a small village. And as he walked into this village, he was met by 10 men. 10 men that were condemned. 10 men that were put aside. Out of the public because they were lepers. Leprosy was one of the greatest diseases probably that ever was. And I'm not really sure that it is completely obliterated today. I think maybe there's still traces of this realm. But it's something that you don't want. And they believed, and I'm not sure, that it was highly contagious. But anyhow, they were put aside, they were set aside, and they were not allowed to touch or to be with anybody that didn't have leprosy. So these 10 men were lepers. And as they were out there, there was laws written that while they were out there, if somebody came within their sight or close to them, they were to announce that they were lepers. In other words, to give them a chance to stay clear of the lepers. As Jesus was approaching them, they shouted. with a loud voice that they were lepers. They called, they announced that so that he would not come within contact of them, that he might receive leprosy. Bad chance. Yes. As he was approaching these men, they cried out to him. They cried out to him in a way that, well, they had to have known who this is. They had to know that the man that was coming down upon them, that was coming at them on the trail, they had to know that this man was something special because they called him what? Master. Master. They called him Master because they knew, whether they knew from his appearance, whether they had heard it before, whether the news had traveled that he was coming their way, I don't know. But they recognized Jesus Christ as Master. Master of what? Master of the time? Master of ceremony? Master of what? They knew that this man had power far beyond anything that anybody would recognize in their world. That he could do anything he wanted to. He could calm the seas. He could heal the leper. Yes, he could do. And they knew it. He could do this. They called out to him, Master, have mercy on us. Wow. Yes, they called out and they said, have mercy on us. He didn't touch them. He didn't go to them. He just simply told them, go and present yourself to who?
Priests.
The priest. Why the priest? Well, the priest had the authority to pronounce anybody clean or unclean. He was the only one that could say they had been healed. They have not leprosy. I imagine that back at that time there was a lot of people that was diagnosed maybe with leprosy that didn't really have it. And after a few days they got over it and everything was fine. The priest would say, hey, you're okay, come on back in to the people. The priest. He told them, he said, you go and present yourself to the priest. Well, they didn't question it. They didn't say, well, this is Why do this? Because I've got leprosy. But they did just exactly as he said because they knew he was Master. He was the one that could heal. So they did just that. They turned around and they started to the priest. As they were going on the road, they all were healed. Every one of them was healed of their leprosy. But one man. As he seen that he was healed, and he was so grateful, so thankful to God that he had been healed, he turned around and he went back to the Master. And he fell upon his knees at the feet of Jesus, and he thanked him for what he had done. He thanked them for cleansing their bodies, for removing the leprosy, that dreaded disease, and making him whole again physically. Jesus looked at the situation and he said, were there not 10? Where are the other 9? Where are they? Why, they didn't come back and say, thank you for the healing. Why didn't they? They were healed. They were healed just exactly the same as this one. This one being one that was frowned upon and popular. He was a Samaritan. The Jews had no dealing with the Samaritan. The 9 Jews went to the priest. Yes. But the one Samaritan, the one that you wouldn't think about, falling upon his knees and thanking God for all the goodness that he had received. The one that you wouldn't even think would return and say, thank you, Lord. The one returned to God. You see, what did Christ do then? He says, go thy way. Thy faith has made you what?
Whole.
Whole. Yes, the nine were healed physically, but were not made whole. Ah. Yes, the leprosy was cured. Yes, they went to the priest. Yes, they were accepted back into the society. They were accepted back in, but they were not made whole. Because they refused or failed. Maybe they didn't refuse. Maybe they just was eager to the fact, but they didn't go back and fall upon their knees and say, thank you for healing me. Wow. Does that tell us anything today? Does that tell us anything today? As we celebrate Thanksgiving, as we spend this week feasting, and just shortly after I get done, we're going down there and we're going to feast. But do we really get to the bottom of it? Do we just accept all the good things that comes our way? Do we just accept those big meals and turkeys and all these good things that we're about to get? Do we accept them just as a meal? Or do we truly look on the situation and say, we might not have anything. We might not have a crumb. There's people in this world this week that will have a hungry belly, that won't have the thing. We'll throw out more in the garbage cans than a lot of people in the world would ever expect to see. Yes. Do we really truly thank God for what he has done for us? Yes, the song that we sang, praise the Lord, there's a roof up above me. Not one of us that doesn't go home to a very comfortable home. Yes. I'm a good place to sleep. Yes. We sure do. Every one of us will go into a comfortable bed, cover up, snuggle down. But do we accept these things? Or do we really truly say thank you, Lord, for what you give you? There's food on the table. There's none. Do we truly say, Lord, I thank you for supplying my daily needs? The blessings that God gives us, the little things, as I mentioned to you while you didn't mean nothing. Doesn't mean a thing. I'll soon forget it. But thanks be unto God, he does not forget any one of us. He will give you the desires of your heart if we have faith believing. If we just say, Lord, I don't know why you do all these good things for me, but thank you for me. Yes. He keeps us safe. He keeps us warm. He keeps us clothed. He keeps us, most of the time, in good spirits. He'll heal the body. He'll heal the soul. If we but just be grateful and thankful and truly say, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me thank you, Lord, for all the goodness that you send our way. We thank you, Lord, for the things that you do, Lord, that we don't even know about. For keeping us safe, for preventing those things, Lord, that would interfere in our life. For those tragedies down the way, Lord, that might have happened, except you intervene. We ask you, Lord, just to keep us a father in the hollow of your hand. But let us most of all just praise your holy name and thank you, Lord, for all that you do. Through the precious blood of Jesus Christ.